Hello, welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie, and I'm Julie.
And I'm Christine Marie.
Yes, you are.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
How are you, my darling daughter?
I'm doing quite well this week, or today, I guess. It has been a real crazy week, and it seems like I'm trying not to live in this duality of fear and being blessed. I'm like either afraid of everything or I feel completely grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I swing back and forth all day long.
Sort of bipolarish.
Yes.
If you lived in Antarctica, that'd be bipolar, I suppose.
Exactly. Exactly. You're bipolarish. And so, which is kind of cute. And
do you speak bipolarish?
No, I could. I sometimes feel I do.
I totally love bipolarish sausage.
Yeah. You know, did we talk about what we were going to do with Zoom, and did we talk about it on the radio show yet? I don't think we did.
I think we did.
It was last weekend though.
Yeah,
right?
but we hadn't done it yet.
Right.
But we talked about going to do it.
And then this week we did it.
And then we did it.
How
people.
Was it?
Well, if you ask everybody that participated, it was awesome.
Yes, it was awesome. And we're all planning on doing
other
stuff.
But was it a shit show? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
It was. And are we going to do better next time? The hills are alive with the sound of music, which is what we're going to do next time.
Yes.
Not and Joseph, because our French-Canadian friends...
Yes.
Did not ever, have never ever, even though they are a sea in American culture, they had never heard of Joseph.
Yes.
And so they were not understanding what he was all about.
Who had not heard of Joseph and a Technicolor Dreamcoat? It is amazing.
Did not even understand what a Technicolor Dreamcoat is.
I mean, I think every high school within a 10-year period must cycle that into their repertoire.
Hence,
at least once.
In 6 weeks, the hills are alive.
I wanted Greece and then Sound of Music next after Greece, but I think we're doing Sound of Music first. And I'm all in for that.
You know what? Maybe we should do the Greece.
I'm all in for Sound of Music. You know,
Hand jive.
Yes. You know, and we're going to do it differently because... different because what
we're
going to
do drunken.
Yes, we were kind of all high.
We're going to do our drunken version
for sure
of Sound of Music.
Exactly. We call it Broadway on Zoom.
Yes.
But if anybody has tried to do this and didn't, it was really a test run because what I felt like I had all the music ready, and I thought if I could play it through my Zoom, could the person who it was their turn on a different Zoom computer. Could be in sync. The answer is no. Not even close.
With a capital N.
Yes. So having this quick repartee dialogue between people, that's edited in Zoom world, I think, because that does not happen in real life.
It does not happen. But you know what? Thank God for Zoom.
Yeah.
Keep buying stock in it.
Yes. Exactly.
That way ours will go up.
Please. And so what we realized, though, it's like, here's the dealio. Here's the big dealio. We can, you know, everybody's going to get their own song.
Yes.
And then you and I.
And be responsible for their own music.
And be responsible for their own music then. If they want to have music, great. If not, and then.
They can do a cappella.
Right. Because I had this script going from like one person to a next, quick changes, just read it, you know, but like everybody's got, you know, every minute or so someone says something. So like we keep this going, but it was way hard.
Way hard.
And so at midstream, we're like, okay, you do this whole part. Just you two in this
group.
Well,
in midstream, we were like, you know what? This is a good time to quit.
Yes. Well, two-thirds of the play performance,
yes.
The narrator says, now you might think this is a great time to, you know, to end the show. And I'm like, yes, I do. I agree.
And that's we did.
Yes. And it was sweet because Tim Ferriss talks about this, and I totally agree. It's like when you plan a vacation or when you plan something, what is really exciting mm-hmm. is the thought process that goes into planning it.
Mm-hmm.
The actual event comes and goes so quickly.
Right.
It almost feels anticlimactic.
Well, I do love that Tim, I think Tim's talking too about, he spends 2 weeks a year with his family.
Yes. He spends vacations, he plans a vacation with his family at least twice a year, I think.
And so he said that the fun and for the whole family is in the planning of
it.
Yes, exactly. And then in how they build the memory
yes.
for it and things like that. And I love that idea.
Well, and also, I'll tell you this. You and I have planned many a vacations that never came true.
No.
And I feel in my mind.
You've been on them?
I've been on them.
Me too.
You know, we spent
one cruise?
Yes. Spending our summer in Capri,
yeah.
Italy.
Yeah.
Also, we were going to spend the winter in, we were spending in the winter in San Diego.
Yes.
In a camper.
Yes.
Because
on the ocean.
On the ocean. Yeah. Because they have a big, huge parking lot for people to come park there.
In campers.
I had my parking spot already designed.
Yeah.
It was $1,000 a month.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, we need to do this.
Yeah.
And
we planned and planned.
We planned and planned and planned. Yeah. And then
we even sold all of our old exercise equipment
yes.
that we weren't using.
Like, we're not going to use this. Yeah.
We're going to be in San Diego.
And the beach. We take beach walks. And we talked about this for months.
Yes.
And we did.
We sold all of our exercise
yes,
equipment.
Because we were decluttering ourselves.
In fact, in the ad, in the paper.
Yes, you did say.
It said.
Moving to
San Diego.
Yeah. Selling
no room for this equipment.
Yep.
Living on the beach like a hobo.
Yep. And so, but honestly, those are good times.
And then that one time you said, Mom, we're going to be riding the rails like the kids do
like
in Idaho.
Yes. Like that kid did in Idaho, we're riding the rails.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the rails right near us.
Yeah.
Can travel the whole country on the rails.
Yeah.
And
I didn't have too much fantasies about
no,
that.
No, no, no. It was a one-day trip we took.
Yeah.
And then we go, you know, because when I dive deep into their stories,
yeah.
they were so exciting. Like, you know, it would rain and you just were like in what, you know, you were just hanging out with the cars and
yeah.
being wet and
yeah. Smelling like a dog.
And like, well, they go, well, where'd you eat? And he's like, well, you'd be amazed how much food is thrown out at these restaurants. I'm like, oh, so not only am I
wet.
Riding the rails, I'm wet, I'm dumpster diving. I'm sure I don't smell fresh anywhere. And at some point I'm going, this time might have come and gone, but it was great to travel virtually with you, sweetheart.
Yes.
It was great to have this, you know, this vacation. Yeah.
And everything we needed was in our bandana on
yes.
a stick.
Yes.
On a pole.
Well,
in our
for
bandana.
Sure. Bandana.
That we carried over our shoulders.
Yeah. And gratefully now, my monthly friend doesn't come every month. Now I could probably get away with it.
Yes.
Previously, that bandana would just be filled with, yeah. you know, tampons. And then hopefully someone would throw out a fresh box of tampons. Who does that? Who throws out a fresh box of tampons?
As a quick aside.
Yeah.
When the lockdown started months ago,
yes,
the first thing that my darling daughter did was run out, and I think you bought $90 worth of pads.
Okay, I did not want to be caught without those.
And she
that's true.
That was where everybody else was buying toilet paper. My darling daughter
yes.
was buying $90 worth of pads.
Well, you're not totally correct there. But I get where the story's
okay,
going.
$30 at 90 pads.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's
I don't
more
really
like
know.
It.
Yeah.
No, what happened was we tried our Walmart, like, in you know, like curbside purchase.
Right.
And I don't mind going into, didn't mind going to Walmart, but what they were running out of is San Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I never get it. So I'm going to order a curbside delivery. And in there, I'm getting two cases of San Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some stuff for you that you want that you just can never get. And then I'm going, God, I'm like, I'm short. I need to get some. I go, what am I out of? I go, well, you know what? I am out of pads. I could use some pads. And I'm like, you know, like.
In lockdown.
Lockdown.
You can't
you gotta make sure.
Yeah, what are we gonna use?
Yeah, and then sure enough. And I, at that moment, I should have realized that I might have already had my last one. I don't know. Like, wouldn't that be the luck?
That's how you do it.
That's how you roll. Yeah.
So now we have, instead of exercise equipment for sale, we have pads for sale.
Yes. And, you know, they're there for the taking, people. If you want to take them, you can have them. But anyway, so I agree that we should embrace the planning period of any fun thing.
Yeah.
Because in some ways, those are better than the actual event. Like, we were watching The Housewives of New York, I think. Shit show. Mm-hmm. Just like our Broadway Zoom episode. Yes. Shit show. And if by chance anybody who directly knows me is listening to this podcast and they want to be in our next Zoom production,
please let us know.
Me. Yes. Email me.
Yes.
I'm cool.
There is a part for you.
There's a part for you. There's a song for you.
Yes. Jamie. You can be the Nazi.
Yes.
The Nazis. I
don't think there's Nazis singing in this, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
You can be Maria, Jamie.
Exactly. And then, we saw the Housewives of New York, and they went to Rhode Island. Where'd they go? Or they went to
Newport, Rhode Island.
Newport, Rhode Island. Yeah. This great hotel. And I thought to myself, now I want to go there for the weekend. And I'm in my mind, I'm planning it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it looks awesome.
It looks awesome. It's right on the beach.
Yeah.
And everything, you walk in, everything's white.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell.
Crisp.
Sometimes.
Nautical.
When you, but not.
Atlantic.
Yes. But not like, okay. There's like $300 a night, Rhode Island, and there's $120 a night, Rhode Island.
Right.
Now, $120 a night, Rhode Island, you walk in and it's
I think this is more $500.
Okay, a night. $500 a night. I'm planning that in my brain. I'm not sure if I could.
You and I'll split a room.
Okay, there we go. We'll split. Yeah. I can do $250 a night. Yeah. I can internally think about justifying paying $250 a night for an experience, but I don't know if I can spend $500.
And also, we're going to go to the hotel restaurant because we're not ordering room service.
No.
We're going to experience that.
That's exactly.
We're going to experience some lobster, fresh lobster.
For heaven's sakes.
Right out of the, it's going to go right from the, you know what, though?
I'm not gonna sure. Spend it. No. I'm not a big lobster person.
Yeah.
But I do like butter. So, like, you know, I'll just say.
Order the cow then.
I go, can I just have the butter?
And
keep
lemon.
The lobster. Yeah, keep the lobster. I want butter and lemon.
I'm going to squeeze some lemon in it.
You know, and then we'll be good to go. I'm good for
that. With some freaking rolls.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they just do look real. Like, I know it's so clear. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about
it. Let's not talk about
it. Too sad.
Exactly.
So sad.
I don't know why it is, but, you know, because somebody's eating that, you know.
Yeah.
Even a bigger fish. I don't know, you know. So, but that, I thought that I'd go, in, oh, and I thought about, like, going to La Crosse, Wisconsin or Dubuque, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Dubuque, Iowa, yeah.
Yeah.
And which is, like,
yeah,
north.
You've told me that. You took a trip Friday to Dubuque for your first time.
No, yeah.
And you said it's lovely.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Dubuque before, and I just realized I keep forgetting how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
And it would be different if you're only going for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not splurge in a sweeter hotel than just, you know,
especially
a motel?
Especially since we're trying to bring the businesses that can come back to come back.
Yeah, to come back.
Like our local Applebee's. Did not make it.
Which makes me feel so effing sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go there frequently.
No.
But I went there probably 4 times a year.
But here's the thing. They were located right next to our AMC theater.
Yes.
Because it was the idea of dinner and a movie.
For sure.
And because that still has not opened up. And I think they even went into bankruptcy or something.
Yeah.
So we've got this whole little corner of in our town that has not, it's not going to come back.
Well, this is the problem. I don't know what Doug and I are going to do because we really are movie going people,
mm-hmm.
big screen movie going people. We enjoy that. And
you enjoy the reclining chairs in the back of the theater.
Yes.
Put your feet up.
Not, they don't have it in our local one, but yes. I'm like, Mom, you're fantasizing about this. These are 30-year-old seats that like barely were good and a little sticky on the floor.
Well, what was the whole big fiasco where you guys went and you had reclining chairs?
IndyCal.
And then we had to drive down to get his wallet.
Yes, he left his
wallet. Because his wallet fell out of his pocket into the chair.
Yes.
And then we had to drive back into DeKalb.
Yes.
Get his wallet.
Yes.
Pick it up for him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That one. That's how I picture it.
Yeah, good, because that was not how it happened, but I'm glad you pictured it that way.
Well, if we're virtually picturing everything.
For virtually picturing it, I appreciate that you can picture Doug just always causing us such hassles in our lives. Like, he is.
Well, he's always losing his wallet.
Yes.
Or forgetting his wallet.
Yes.
Like last night, you guys went out and you had a pizza.
Yes.
And I said, oh, just just as an aside, I'm not really just curious.
Right.
Who paid for the pizza? And Julie goes, Doug forgot his wallet again. Oh, every Saturday night he forgets his wallet or loses his wallet. Sure. I'm just going to be from now on, I'm going to give you the money.
Right.
Because I'll be paying for your dates. Rather than you pay for your dates.
No. Well, I made him pay for half when I got back. I'm like, you can give me $5. Well, I mean, I get it. At this stage of the game, it's sort of like a wash, I guess.
It doesn't care. He doesn't. Who cares?
Because neither one of us are spending real money.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it all adds up, though, in the course of a month.
Well, I like it, too. Like, when he said, you said, Mom, his drugs must be doing good because he spilled his soda. And he only went, oh, I just spilled my soda.
Yes.
And I said, well, my thought was not about like, oh, did the soda spill on the good carpeting? My thought was, is this the soda that you bought him?
Oh, he actually took out a $20 bill. We went and got, we had gotten his wallet back.
Uh-huh.
And then he went back out and got a soda.
Oh.
So he paid for that.
He paid for that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Well, you just caught me in a little bit of a lie.
Yeah.
Okay. He did have his wallet, but he had dropped it on the floor, and the girl, he couldn't get it because he was holding flowers I had bought. He's like, I can't reach for the wallet. And so I'm just like, the girl's right there waiting to get paid. And so then I'm like, oh God, I'll pay it. But I didn't want to hear you say, you're trying to tell me
the
wallet was literally on the floor. He couldn't reach his lazy hand down.
Can I tell you, in the Netflix show, F is for Family,
yes,
which I adore.
Uh-huh.
One of the characters, he's a kind of a mid-level manager. He's very, very, very fat.
Okay.
And so what they do is he's in his car and they trap him in his car and they drop his wallet on the floor. And he's got to get his wallet to get help or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how they leave him, because they know that he'll never reach the floor his wallet.
Oh, no. And that's exactly what happened to us.
Yes.
He had dropped his wallet on the floor. The girl's right there waiting to get paid.
Right.
And he got flowers in his hand for his daughter that I bought because I was going to give her $5 for her birthday. And I'm like, I'll just pay for it right now. You can pay me back. And then when he did pay me back, he paid me back for half.
Oh, that's so sweet. He's so generous.
He's so generous with me, right?
He's so sweet. I don't,
at this stage, it's weird. I know, I don't feel.
I feel nothing.
I feel good.
I think it's sweet.
And I
think it's a goof.
It's a goof.
Yeah.
It's goofy.
You don't
I would
mind.
Love to tell you he is completely generous. He's generous of spirit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And gratefully, I'm a girl requires nothing from him.
Yes.
I mean, I actually require something from him, I may be slightly disappointed.
You might be, but luckily you keep yourself.
I keep myself. I have zero expectations, and therefore I am quite literally happy most of the time.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And like I said, when he dropped his soda, I said, hey, just want to give you kudos.
Was that in your car? He dropped the soda?
No, he dropped the soda on his wood floor.
Oh, okay.
So he, by this time, because at this
point.
What
car is he in when his wallet drops?
He's in my car.
He's in your car.
In the passenger side. Okay, then.
Is the dog with you as well?
Yes, she's in the back seat.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
Okay. So, but then here's the whole story. So we had already gone to Aldi. I ran in. He stayed in the car. I got my bouquets. I did not want the dog to have the bouquets. So I had him hold the bouquets. Bouquets. That sounds like a funny word now. Bouquets. Is that what it said? Bouquets.
I don't know. It sounds like French.
Bouquets.
Bouquets.
Okay. And so
we buy our bouquets at Aldi's.
Yes, I do buy my bouquets at Aldi's. And a box of gluten-free cookies because she's celiac. So, and I had to inform Father. I said, that small box of cookies on the counter is not for you. He's like, well, why isn't it for me?
Mm-hmm.
I go, because they're gluten-free. And if I'm going to buy you cookies to get you off your program, I ain't going to go gluten-free. We're going to go the whole kit and caboodle. Okay, so anyway, so at this point, I have paid for the pizza. I'm holding the pizza. And I'm going, well, the dog has to either get the flowers or the pizza. So then I at this point, I'm frustrated with Doug. And I take my flowers. I put them on the floor because the dog's not going on the floor.
Right.
So I laid him gingerly on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and where they're fine. And then I hand Doug the pizza. But during this time, then he's able to grab his wallet and then informs me, go to McDonald's and let me get a soda. And okay. And so gratefully, then he has change. So instead of paying for the whole pizza, he gives me half of it. And I'm like,
he's always thinking.
Always thinking.
I love that, man. He's thinking. And then he's thinking like a businessman.
To go and dumps the soda on his wood floor in the house.
Yeah.
And I said, what happened? And he goes, oh, man. I go, real, not even like, it's like, not like, because sometimes he would have, in the past, he would have like dropped his soda and then thrown something down, like his cup. Like, man, like, what happened? He goes, drop the soda. I'm like, I go, you know, I just want to commend you. A year from ago, pre-meds.
Pre-bipolar meds.
Pre-meds. You would have been upset with this.
Yeah.
I go, bravo, mister, bravo. He goes, no, he goes, I do just feel better. He goes, I feel better. And it was, he tells everybody who comes into his damn store this, you know, how he feels. So I'm thinking I'm not breaking any relationship boundaries here.
No.
And I, you know, I had, before he was on the meds, the appropriate dosage and so forth like that. And I don't even know what meds he's on, but he saw a counselor a couple times. This is before COVID too. And he goes, I haven't seen her in a long time. And I go, I'm like, well, how do you think you need to? He goes, I really don't. I go, I feel better. I go, you know what? This may have all been
better
a
living
chemical,
through chemistry.
Yeah. Better living through chemistry. And I've noticed that it has taken the edge off of you as well. And I'm like, go for it. Now I say this because we had a situation this week. I will start the story by telling you this. So, like, I was listening to Mark Garagos on Reasonable Doubt with Adam Carolla. And he was telling a story about his dad in when his dad was still being a lawyer.
Because his dad's retired now.
His dad's retired lawyer. Yeah. I think he might be dead. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Sorry about that, Mark.
Yeah. He was in his 70s and he was still, you know, practicing law. And he would lose his temper or his patience real quick. And the older he get, the less patience he had for everybody. The judge, other clerks, his clients, their clients. It's like, and
you know, because you realize your time is short.
Yeah.
You realize that you don't have much time for the bullshit.
Yes.
You kind of do realize that.
Well, at some point, like the other day, I was thinking, unless I reach 100, I'm actually on the other side of my life, you know?
Yeah.
And there's just this brief moment going, oh, that's a little sad.
Yeah.
It's a little sad, you know? And then you go,
do I want to live with this bullshit then? Or do I?
Well, and me, I always feel that life's all bullshit and I'm here to find the gem in everything. And I see,
like, if you see a pile of shit, what do you say?
There's a pony somewhere.
That's right.
And maybe that pony was spray painted to look like a unicorn.
Gonna
and
give
wouldn't
you?
That be fucking awesome?
And then
that would be awesome.
And then if you find the unicorn, then the rainbow ain't too far away.
Yes.
And there's the
pot of gold, baby, pot of gold.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for shit everywhere, man.
And
I find it quite frequently.
You can probably find it.
And I have yet to find my pile of gold.
It's so funny because Julie was these bouquets that she was talking about.
Yes.
She was making a floral bouquet when she got home last night.
Yeah,
she asked me what she put it all together and she asked me, Mom, what do you think this looks like? And I said, it looks like it looks like a little turd coming out of a butt cheek.
Yes. Because for whatever reason, these bouquets, there was one red rose in all three of these bouquets.
And all the white and
yellows.
And white
one,
not
and
yellows.
There was one red rose. So I go, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that blood red rose right dead center in the middle
of all this circle of white
and
yellow.
And it did look a little weird.
It looked like these daisies were trying to pop a little turd.
Looked like somebody had eaten some really spicy something, some real bad that just tore your stomach up, and it's coming out.
So go ahead and continue back with your story though about you were going to say about this week or something.
Okay, yeah. So now I say that. So I know that with some men and women, the older you get, it's like,
oh, the Mark Garrico story.
Yeah, you just get more and more
cranky,
frustrated,
less patience,
and frustrated really quick.
Yes,
Now, Dad has expressed this to me that he notices as he's getting older, he gets frustrated so quickly.
He does get more frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, and like, he'll go and he'll go, oh, no. And I go, what just happened? He goes, my shoestring just broke. I'm like, wow, that was a pretty extreme reaction.
I know,
for
right?
A shoestring.
I know.
He goes, I know. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm just, you know.
Like, he'll be so upset. We'll say the cottage cheese is in the refrigerator. And we know that we have like three containers.
I have just bought three containers.
Yeah. And he'll go, I'm sorry, you're out of cottage cheese.
Yeah.
And we'll say, could you go back and look again?
Yes.
I know there's three containers in there. I'll go yes. back. Nope. Can't mm-hmm. find it.
No.
And then wait, Julie goes, Dad, go look one more time.
I go, I know exactly where it's at. Put your hand at the 1 o'clock. Go top shelf. Turn your hand slightly so you're grabbing, like you're grasping something. Put it right there and grasp whatever right there. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, you bought a different brand of cottage cheese.
I was looking for the old brand.
I was looking for the red container. This is a white container. I go, yeah, there it is. I go, oh, got it. Thank you.
They got really frustrated, though.
Yes. Yeah. And so I was driving up to Dubuque. I had never been to this place before, and Dad had. And I got lost. And I was freaking out because the worst thing that can happen to you is getting lost in a town that you're not familiar with, in a semi. You just can't turn around. And I started calling him, and he's not answering the phone. He's not answering. And when I finally get a hold of him, he's frustrated. He can't hear me. I'm frustrated. And it goes for shit in a handbasket real quick, if that's a saying. Why is there shit in a handbasket? I don't know. But that's what I had. I had that. So anyway, finally we were able to connect, and he tells me I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then he stays on the phone with me until I get to my location, which I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
And now here's the dealio. During this time, I had my wonderful trip. I had such a sweet, beautiful trip.
Mm-hmm.
Great roads. It was beautiful. I did see I didn't see this horrible accident occur. But
somebody died.
I don't know for sure.
Oh, okay. You told me somebody died.
No, I told you I'm thinking somebody might have because they did an investigation.
Right. Crime scene investigation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually don't do that if everybody walks away pretty good, I think.
Right.
But the cars were really damaged.
T-boned.
Yeah, the T-bone situation. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't. So I'm having these really extreme up and down situations come to be in my life. I'm like,
which is interesting because Dubuque is full of
hills,
ups and downs.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Bravo!
Thank you.
I
will tell you my dream later on.
You will tell me my dream. Yeah. I know I'm just spilling out, but that's okay.
Go girl.
Right? Okay.
Go girl.
But here's going to the ups and downs. Previously, so Thursday, Mom has, since Tuesday, Mom's been informing me, by the way, Julie, because Dad and I split the gigs all week long, but she's saying, I do not want your father to work at all Friday.
Like, because he's taken he's done all the work all week long.
He's been gone all week. I want him to have Friday off. I'm like, no problem. Yeah. In my mind, I'm putting out there, I say to myself, I can do anything but the Dubuque. And then I get the Dubuque. And I'm like, and when I heard I got the Dubuque, my mom, I kind of went, ugh. And you went, what now? What now? I go, nothing. All is okay, Mama. It's fine. No big deal. It's fine. I didn't mean to sigh in a slightly negative way. I'm okay. It's okay. And then you're like, well, I felt your energy shift immediately. I am your mother. I know when something's wrong with you. What's wrong?
And then you said, it's already come and gone.
I go, it's already come and gone with me.
Yeah.
I'm totally
equal. I'm in balance.
You're in balance
again.
And then you proceeded to tell me, well, that might be good for you.
No, I said, that I can understand why you're in balance because you threw it on me.
Yes.
I now have it.
And those are the worst things to say to somebody.
Yeah.
You're like, because then I go, well, what can I do about it? I didn't mean to do this.
Yeah. You're in balance.
I'm back in balance. And then we proceed to work this out for the next 2 hours
yeah.
to get you back in balance.
Yes.
And don't, but he,
maybe an hour and a half.
Right. Here was a dealio about it, is that I had never been to this place. Now, Dad had already told me how this place has zero parking.
He really did a disservice to you.
Right. And then I'm going to have to go in park blind.
Yeah.
Which is really horrible in a semi to have to park blind.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh. So that was my first reaction. Also, because I had claimed, now I know I did it wrong. I should have said, I just want a lacrosse today. Mm-hmm. I just want a lacrosse. Instead, I said, I want anything but the
right.
Dubuque.
Right.
Like, oh. Did I hear Dubuque?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, universe. You heard the word but in front of it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ask.
What did
for
we
ask.
Hear the other day? Was it something like, what are you going towards something as opposed? I don't know. It was something like there was a little shift in words.
Right. No, you should say, instead of saying, I need this, I say, I want this, or yeah. I should do this, yeah. I need to do this, I want to do this.
Or moving away from something.
Yes.
Instead of saying, I'm moving away from this.
I'm going towards that.
Toward that.
I'm going towards this.
Yes.
I'm going towards this.
Yeah.
So then once I was equal and I accepted it, I'm like, hey, I'm going to enjoy my day.
Yeah.
I'm going to have great tunes, finish my book, The Stand. I'm going to listen to some spiritual stuff. I'm going to just really have a great time. And which I did for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I was gone all day long and all night.
24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had 99% of it was great.
Mm-hmm.
The 1% was very weird and hard for me, mm-hmm. because like Mom just said, Dubuque is filled with hills, mm-hmm. and stoplights. And so when I assumed that this accident on the way there would have been gone by the time I got back,
mm-hmm.
I was mistaken.
Yeah.
And so they had to reroute our traffic. And so I'm in stop and go traffic on hills, and the car behind me is literally on my tail.
People don't understand.
And I'm like, dude,
when you're
I'm
in
on a hill,
semi,
I'm
and you're on a hill, you don't have the luxury of not rolling back even like
an inch.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll back a tiny bit.
You're going to roll back.
And so every time I had to move up, I had this wave of anxiety come through me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then, I sent my angels to bless the people in the accident. I have no idea what happened. I mm-hmm. hope they were okay.
Yeah.
And,
did you ask your angels to come back then afterwards? Because.
Oh, am I supposed to tell them to come back? I just send them away. They're like, "Never, bye bye,
bye bye, Julie."
Angels, please come back to me. I called them forth. They had double duty yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I'm on this detour, which is a very very scenic detour, and I'm like, "Well, I'm enjoying this. I'm mm-hmm. going up and down these crazy hills. I'm sure it's not appropriate for a semi, but that's mm-hmm. where they directed us."
Mm-hmm.
And then they threw me on a road that I totally missed my turn off,
mm-hmm.
like. The detour past the road I should be on.
Mm-hmm.
And if I stay on this road, I'm going to be driving 60 miles out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, well, that ain't going to fly.
Right.
And we're in the middle of country. There's nothing going on. But gratefully, the road I am on is on four lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a spot where I can do a U-ey.
Oh.
And
I
do a U-ey.
Whoa.
Otherwise, and I'm only.
Otherwise, you're going to keep going out of your.
Oh, yeah.
Way,
otherwise, yeah. I lost about 10 miles mm-hmm. completely.
Not
it's
too
5
bad.
Miles
Not too
there,
bad.
5 miles back.
Yeah.
Because I just thought to myself, this can't be right.
This could just go on forever.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have.
Where
now,
would you end up at? Who knows?
Yeah. 60 miles out of my way.
Yeah.
And that would have been bad.
Yeah.
Now, here is the problem with any kind of app that you have for directions.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always appropriate for semis.
Mm-hmm.
Usually not.
Right.
Second of all, the roads don't match what they should be called. Like Highway 20 might mm-hmm. be called Dodge in some place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, mm-hmm. and they'll go, turn on Dodge Street.
Mm-hmm.
Is Dodge Street Highway 20?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it? So it doesn't always match up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this when we're driving a car. And I should know by now to just... new ones always get a visual in my mind where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Take out the maps, look at it, because there's nothing worse than driving down the highway or pulling over mm-hmm. and seeing the world in a 2-inch
well,
picture.
Well, absolutely. You know, listen, Dad's old school. Instead of using apps, he uses maps.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can count on the maps when you can't count on the apps.
You definitely can. So I'm back on the road. I'm joining myself. I see an outdoor, obviously an outdoor drive-in. Yes. In the middle of cornfield.
Yes.
Totally packed.
Yes.
I see no social distancing anywhere.
And but isn't that sweet, though? They're in a drive-in.
They're in a drive-in. And unfortunately, not being able to play anything but old movies.
Of course. And Grease and the Sound of Music.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I get to a rest area, and I hear someone screaming at the top of their lungs, but mm-hmm. muffled. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did I hear that? Is that an internal scream? Like, is mm-hmm. somebody trying to get my attention right. internally?
Yes.
And
that's a good point. That's the first thing you would check is this an internal or an external scream?
I'm not sure if everybody would have that thought. Is this an internal or an external scream? I hear.
Is it the Holy Spirit trying to get my attention?
Like, I've been talking to you forever, Julie. But so now I have to scream to you.
Yes.
And so I look around and there is a young woman, probably like early 20s, in an older sedan, possibly 15, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, just and she is having a fit.
Mm-hmm. She's by herself.
She's by herself. Her head is swinging back and forth. She is mm-hmm. hitting her dashboard. It is movie-like scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone just told her that the drop did not go down as mm-hmm. planned. And she just told it. She just hung up the phone ever saying, got it. And now her mm-hmm. true emotional state is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And she just let it out. And in my mind, I said, okay, angels,
get back here from the accident.
Yes, I'm going to send you out, and I'm going to send her peace and clarity and harmony right now so that she can figure out what was going on in a peaceful way. And after I've gone to the bathroom, because I really have to go, and I do not want to pee my pants, if she's still here, I will come talk to her just to kind of say, hey, how are you doing?
Because Julie is known in our circles as the gal who will talk you off the ledge.
Yes. But in my mind, I'm going, I don't have cash on me. You got to keep some cash with you. Because at this stage of my...
Most people want cash.
Well, no, but yeah, exactly. That's the best way you can help someone sometimes. Because
I don't know your story, honey, but here's 20.
You know, in my mind, I'm like, what if she literally has no gas?
Right.
Like, she doesn't know where she's going to spend the night. And I don't know. And I tell Doug this story. And I said, I'm sending my angels out first. And if they're planning the way for me, and if she's there, when I come back, I will figure out what to
do. Right.
If we need to go to a truck stop and I fill her tank up with fuel so she can go to wherever she needs to
go,
we'll do it.
Right.
You know, that's all you need
that's
to do
good.
Sometimes.
That's all you need.
You know.
That and a cinnamon bun.
Yeah. And then you're like, at least I'm good for the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not wintertime. You know, she's
not going to freeze.
Right. And so, but gratefully, my angel decided that she could go on her way without me. But I told Doug this story.
Maybe somebody else while you were in the bathroom came and gave her the 20.
Yeah.
And took her to,
you know, I have safety nets. And
yes, you do.
If something,
and you get about, you've always said, Mama, I'm not a plan A, plan B. I go up to plan D.
I have a plan D. And in the back of my mind, though, this is going to sound, growing up, I knew if really shit hit the fan, and like, I have an Aunt Irma. Like, she's always taking somebody in.
Yeah.
I can go live with her for a while. Yeah. If for whatever reason,
everything falls away.
I think Aunt Irma would take me in for a while I got my shit together, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody needs an Aunt Irma.
Everybody's an Aunt Irma. So she left, thank God. I tell Doug this story, and he's like, oh, he goes, I hope you didn't. He goes, first thing he says, I hope that you did not go over there and talk to her. I go, well, no, I didn't, because she was already gone. My angels had already done the job and helped her along the way.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm telling you right now, even if your angels didn't take care of it, Julie, I would hope you wouldn't have gone over there. I go, because you don't need crazy in your life.
Excuse me?
What? I don't need crazy
in my
life?
Is this like the pot going the kettle?
I go, what? Because love.
Oh, excuse me. Black Lives Matter.
Yes. I don't get the reference, but that's okay.
Because I said
color. Oh, got it. Black reference. Thank you. Yes. Well, and also in the midst of having everything, you know, it's interesting because I'll tell you one more thing. You know, so I'm talking to Doug about this, and he's saying, I hope to God you don't go over there. You don't need that kind of crazy in your life. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do? And I'm just like, well, I'm willing to fill up her fucking tank.
Yeah.
And that's, and here's the dealio. If she had a sign, I'm not sure we would, but no. She was actually in crisis at that moment.
Right.
This was a real true emotion.
Yeah. You and saw a real thing.
And she might have just needed someone to say, hey,
right.
I am screwed.
Yeah.
You know.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah. And you're like, okay. You know, I did break bad on you today with Doug, or yesterday. We were
did
walking.
You really?
Oh, yeah. We were going for a walk. And I said, my mom is probably the most open-minded person I know. I go, I don't think there's nothing racist about her, except, but you know what? She hates gypsies. I don't know why. I go, the other day, we're driving, and I caught her saying two things about gypsies. I'm like, Mom, where is this coming from? She's like,
it must have been a past life.
And I'm sure I had never heard you say anything about gypsies ever before.
Right.
And I literally thought a walk-in had come in.
Yeah.
You're like, gypsies?
Well, when we were going into Walmart, and you weren't with me, it's me and Dad.
Yeah.
And there is the guy with the sign. He's got his little babies.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got five kids, and my car doesn't, he's got in the car, and I don't have gas. And people are just pulling over and giving him cash.
Yeah.
And I disliked him very much at that moment.
Right.
And because he had a sign made, he's using his kids, you know, and it's like one thing to panhandle or whatever, right. You know, but don't bring your kids. I mean, I know too, like, yeah, if I see a guy with a dog, I'm making sure that dog's got food.
Right. I know you are.
Yeah. There's just things that just give me a slow burn.
Right. Cause you, in your mind, you're like, you can't find a job to take care of your five kids?
Yeah.
If you've got five kids, what's going on here? Look, we need some planning here.
I think I'm going to buy you some rubbers.
Yes. That may help. And then
skip the gas, buy rubbers.
Right. And then you go, our food bank that we supply, we bring food to.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to set you up because you need more than just a few bucks here, mister.
Yeah. He was doing a good job. And my first thought was?
Gypsies.
Gypsy.
Now, and I understand that because in the 80s, I don't know where this thought pattern came from.
Right.
But there was a thought pattern. There was a thought pattern out there that there were rolling gypsies, a right. band of gypsies.
It wasn't a thought pattern.
No,
it was true.
I know. It really came true.
Yeah.
I literally remember hearing on the radio saying that the gypsies in their caravan were coming through your town.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell?
And they promised to do our driveway for us.
Yes.
And we paid them like $8,500.
Yes.
To do our driveway.
And we thought, well, that's a really great deal.
Good deal.
And it lasted until the first rain.
First rain.
Yeah.
Everything was our grass turned black.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. It was just some kind of black.
And at that moment, the word gypsy and them taking the $85 for nothing was forever a synapse.
Seared
in your brain.
Yes.
Like, damn, gypsies.
What did Doug say?
He's like, your mom's got to stop ragging on the gypsies. I go, I'm not even sure if that's a real group anymore. You know, I mean, she loves Cher. You know, she loves Cher. I mean, Cher was traveling gypsy at one time, right?
I truly am open-minded about everything.
You really are.
I see the humor in it all.
You spent $25 for you and Dad to see Hump Festival.
Yes.
Which is Dan Savage's
once a year
amateur porn festival.
Yes.
And
online this year.
Yes.
We tried to
it
go.
It was like, and you said it's exactly like the 48-hour movie.
That
we do every year.
Yes.
Which is, they give you a line to say.
Yes.
A prop to use.
Yes.
And something else.
Yes.
And that they all have to have that somewhere in the thing.
Right. And one of the props was confetti.
Yes.
So in this
porn
movie.
And you said at one point you thought you were going to throw up because that confetti came out of someplace. Not appropriate. You're like, okay, how much jaculate comes out in confetti? I get you.
But speaking of the Dan Savage Hump Festival,
yes,
it was not even an hour and a half.
Yeah,
so it was about an hour and 15 minutes.
More than enough time.
More than enough time. We saw about 18 5-minute movies. Yes. I don't know the math if that works out, but and all of them were pretty. I applaud most people because none of it was really really gross. Most of it was cute.
Yeah,
had a kind of had. Some themes were bondage.
Yeah.
You know, some themes were subdom, you know.
Yeah.
And like I told Gregory the other night, the worst one of them all that really, for me,
yeah.
Now maybe for some
crossed
other people,
line.
That didn't cross the line, but it made me want to throw up.
Yeah.
Was because called the pancake.
Pancake. Because someone's kink might be your stink.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
Okay. So tell me what the stink was.
And the pancake was my stink.
Okay. So what? A pancake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is somebody's yum is your
chum.
No. I can't remember what it is. Yuck.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Someone's yummy is your yucky. Yeah. Okay.
And that was my yucky, was the pancake.
And then just be very general about the pancake story.
Because I can't tell what happened. Well, in general, the pancake batter went up her butt.
Okay.
And then she had to ride with it in her butt to her boyfriend's house. To hurry up because the pan is on the stove. The griddle's getting hot.
Yeah.
And he also asked for the very end, don't forget the blueberries. So she put some frozen blueberries in her mouth.
Oh.
And so she rides over on her bike and comes over and gets,
yeah.
This might be the gross part, but she drops the pancake batter into the
Can I say something? Got it.
Griddle.
Do you literally see this?
Yes.
Oh, so it's not just
no
a hyperbole or no. like a quick edit.
No, you actually see this happening.
Oh, that is really so. She literally had pancake batter in her tushy.
Yes,
she gave herself a pancake batter enema.
Yeah,
and was told not to. She had to hold it the entire time.
That was the thrust of the movie.
The thrust of the movie
is that come over. I've got a taste for craving for pancakes.
Yes,
so she makes
with a hint of butt flavor.
You know that anise flavor?
Yeah.
anise flavor.
Oh, anise flavor.
Not anise.
I get anise, not anise flavor, but I always thought anise tasted, smelled like.
A little bit.
You know, a little bit. If I was going to think about what
they call it anise.
Oh,
on
anise?
The Food Channel.
Oh, okay. I always thought it was anise, but I guess I
yeah,
was wrong.
Me too. I did okay. too. So anyway, so she spreads her cheeks and drops the pancake batter.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And so he makes. And then she turns around and does the blueberries.
I think she came in her mouth. Great.
Yes. And so they make one perfect pancake and they enjoy that pancake together.
Got it.
We don't, there is syrup involved, but we don't know where that comes from.
Got it.
We just don't know.
Okay.
But once that's left up our imaginations, you know. So okay. That was to me the worst one. Everything else I totally enjoyed.
Tame,
yes.
And also because they're so quick, you're like, bravo for being. Was there a few that had zero nudity, or did everything have some kind of nudity?
Because
they give you a real wide berth,
yeah.
on what the definition of this show can be.
Well,
about.
One was totally cartoon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, you know, did you see cartoon penises? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I enjoyed it. You know, it's $25.
Yeah.
I guess we should have paid $50 because it's $25 a person.
Right. Oh.
And me and Dad watched it.
Together on your computer. Yeah. Oh, screw that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah.
It's $25 per site.
And plus, the thing was, too, since Norm had a bad hand that night, you really couldn't call it that he was really watching.
And he was in pain.
He wasn't totally interested.
Yeah.
Tell this story about how Dad hurt his hand.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. So, yeah. This is just how our week went. We had such highs and lows.
Mercury was totally in retrograde.
Yeah.
Totally.
And it was
and
like,
and
Mom was so conscious about living New Jerusalem, just living in this prosperity consciousness. You know, you have been living.
This idea of living in the new earth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We don't want to go too deep with it because it's not the right mixture here, people. That's our other avatar.
That and the pancake batter.
And it doesn't go wrong on the same really. Show.
Not really.
Not the same show.
It's the same person. It's the same girl.
Thursday night, Dad walks in.
From work.
And I
haven't seen him since Tuesday.
Yes. And I have thought to myself, his day is going well, but there just seems to be a missing hour here. A
missing hour or two.
Yeah. And he walks in and he goes, I don't want you to be concerned, Julie, but I had a little bit of an accident at work and I hurt my hand and EMTs were called, but I'm okay. And so then I immediately go in and tell Mom. I said, Mom, don't you freak out here. Dad's totally fine. And the first thing you do was you put your hand over your eyes. I don't want to know. I can't see what's going on. Just tell me, babe. I go, no, he's okay. I see what's going on. And he just hurt his hand. Like, oh, my God. And he comes and proceeds to tell us that while washing his truck with a high-pressured tool, and this is not a porn show, he's washing the bugs off his truck with one hand, takes a squirt gun, and literally squirts water with that high-pressured hose over his hand, and he has a high-pressured wound across his whole hand.
A hole.
He then starts swearing.
No, but because that the hole opens up and the water His hand fills up with water. His hand just fills up. His hand goes to like a balloon.
Yeah, filled with water.
And that freaks him out.
It freaks him out.
He drops the thing and he's in this little town.
Yes.
Nobody, it's just the car wash.
And here's the thing. If you can find an outside truck car wash, you take it. Because typically a truck wash costs you about $75.
Yes.
Here, you just start adding quarters. And you're like, oh, how this is lovely.
I can wash my whole truck for $8.
Yeah. You're like,
so
winner.
He's thinking, amen.
Amen, sister. And so these young guys, mid-20s, are working at a car place. And they run over. And they go, mister, were you okay, mister? And he goes, no.
They see his hand.
And they go, I don't look good.
That doesn't look good. And he said the blood and the water is just pouring out. And he's trying to squeeze it. And they go, we got to call the sheriff.
Yeah. So they called the cops.
Yeah, cops came.
EMT. Now, in the small little town.
Fire truck came.
Yeah. No one has their equipment. It's just like the EMT guy
came
in his pickup truck and his box.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's see what's going on here, you know. And then the cop car came in his little, thing.
And the cop wanted Norm to get in the back seat, except Norm was not in any condition. He could not get in. So they said, just can you lay down? Because since we don't have a stretcher.
Right.
Can you lay down in the back seat? And so he did.
Yeah.
With his arm.
And they worked on his arm a little bit, cleaned it up. And, they said, well, it looks like it's starting to stop bleeding. I don't think you should go. Do you want to go to the hospital or do you want? And he's like, I don't want to go to the hospital.
Because the hospital's like 25 miles away.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, I think you're going to be okay. And so he comes home. I look at it. I'm like, it looks okay. It's swollen. I rewrap it. And then I go, I do know I'm an emergency room doctor. Maybe I should just have her take a picture of it, look at it.
Your sister-in-law.
Yeah. And so I shot out the pictures to her. And the first thing she said before, she says, pressurized injuries are so worrisome, they say.
They're at risk for necrosis.
Yes.
And see, you told me when she said that, because Dad was falling asleep. And you said, he's at risk for narcosis. And I go, is that like narcolepsy?
Because
he just fell asleep already. I was like, oh my God, I'm just ready to pounce on him.
Yeah.
And you went, maybe it wasn't narcosis. I said, could it have been necrosis? Oh, yeah, that was it. I go, oh, okay.
Okay.
At least to let him sleep.
And so the idea, when I said pressurized, she's like, she got pressurized injuries are suspicious. They're just horrible. You don't know when they go bad. And then I showed the pictures. Oh, it doesn't look too bad. Maybe he's okay. And then the next day I showed her more pictures and she's like, oh, I don't know.
The swelling hadn't gone down.
Yeah, you probably looked at. And so we did. And he's okay, everyone. Just to cut.
He went to the emergency room.
Yes.
Had x-rays. He's on, got his tetanus shot.
Yep.
Got the
antibiotics.
And he's going to go see an ortho guy
in
a few days.
And my feeling is right now, because of COVID, everybody's a little slow business-wise.
Yeah.
They're like, we got a live one here. let's just be doubly cautious.
Yes.
Not triple cautious, but just doubly cautious.
Yeah.
you know, pressurized wounds can be misleading. You know, yeah. Let's just take a look at this. Yeah. And so he's seeing an ortho guy next week, or I went for a checkup.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going to work tomorrow. Because you said you had not the best day with him alone.
No. No,
it was a very up and down day, but that was the energy of the day.
That was the energy.
And we all tried our best to work with it. And that's the problem. I was grateful 99% of the time on Friday. And then it was that 1% that was the extremes.
Yeah.
I mean, here, when I went to that delivery spot and I was telling you about it, I know we're almost done with the show. My dad had already told me, like, you've got a back end blind. It's crazy. You got to turn around. There's no place for you to park. And I'm like, this is horrible. I hate that stuff. I didn't have to back end blind. However, there were two spots that were empty. So that meant I had a double
extra.
I had room to spare.
Yes.
And so it took me a while to do it because you don't have the mirrors to, you know, you have to go out and check and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I did it. And I'm like, huh. And my trailer was good. And I'm like, oh, you know, these are good things that happen. And you go like, okay, these are good things. You know, I'm grateful.
And you're grateful.
Yeah. And so in the midst of having these huge anxiety, I was able to pop right back into just being, everything's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. And so forth. And the show is not anything I want to talk about today.
Oh my God.
I had been hearing all this stuff about the news media and real political stuff going on, and I want to
share. I'm so grateful that we didn't.
I am too. I really am too. Because
I just want us to have just like a normal.
We know. I'm outside right now. I mean, I can see outside, and everything is calm.
Yes.
And I know that there are pockets where it's not calm.
Yes.
But as a society, we're mostly calm. And we're
just keep sending those angels out.
And I am. And we're all looking what we want to go towards.
Yes, not away from.
And I want to go towards everybody feeling like their lives are okay.
Yes.
And that they all matter. That we all matter. Like, I want everybody to feel like, hey, I want you to know that you matter. And I'm heading towards that.
And I'm going to say the last line. I'm going to say this is a line that I heard Daddy say to Elliot, our doggie, today.
Yes.
Because Elliot we love our dog, but he is overall a bad dog.
Yes.
He's untrainable.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, Elliot has this alpha relationship with Dad. He is totally submissive to you and me.
Yes.
Laying on his back.
Yes.
Does everything. But with Dad, he's like totally alpha dog. And he I heard Dad say to him, this is our untrainable dog. Yeah. I heard Dad say this morning, oh, Elliot, are you playing the bad sheriff in town today?
In the highest pitch, sweetest voice.
Yes.
As I'm sure he's probably petting Elliot. Elliot's being aggressive towards him and goes, oh, are you being the bad sheriff today? Oh, for heaven's sake. I go, we have the dog we deserve. We really have the dog that we deserve. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Julie, it was great.
It was great.